It's time now for KTTN's Open Line program. Your host, John Anthony. The views expressed today will be those of the guest and callers concerning today's topics. If you wish to participate with a question or comment, call KTTN during Open Line. Locally, 359-2261, or outside of Grundy County, 1-888-367-5886.
Good morning. This is John Anthony for the KTTN Open Line interview this morning. And we have a pretty important discussion, particularly for the future of Trenton. And this is about a ballot issue that will be coming up Tuesday on April the 5th within the city of Trenton. So we'll be talking with our group that we have today. This is a public affairs informational program, and therefore no compensation was provided to KTTN for the airtime this morning. If you have a comment or an opposing view, you are welcome to call us at 359-2261 during the course of the program. We'll be concluding by 10 o'clock. Let's introduce each of our guests, beginning on my right. Who you are, who you represent, please.
Tony Ralston. I was the retired fire chief of Trenton Fire Department.
Okay, thank you, Tony, for being here. Next.
Doug Franklin. I'm the lieutenant with the fire department.
And also with us today.
Good morning, John. This is Kara McClellan, and I'm just a volunteer on the fire tax committee.
We thank each of you for being here today, and we probably have a number of topics we wish to cover. A lot of information has been presented to the public via some town hall meetings or civic opportunities, or in just general discussion. We do, on Open Line, have other issues and topics to discuss, but first we got to lay the basics. Kara, what type of tax is this going to propose?
Well, what we're looking at, John, is a 0.25% sales tax. So when you're spending $100 here in Trenton, it is 25 cents that will go towards this tax. And keep in mind, like I said, it is a sales tax. So anybody that travels through Trenton or spends any time in Trenton or spends money in Trenton will be charged this sales tax. It's not just on the property owners in Trenton.
And so thus the people of Trenton, the registered voters in the four wards, get to decide this issue.
Correct.
And we have a reason for the tax, Doug Franklin.
The tax is for the fire department. There's a Missouri State ordinance that allows us to raise funds for a fire department by issuing a tax on the sales tax on the city.
And how would the revenue be utilized, Doug?
That revenue, specifically with the statute that comes from the state of Missouri, that can only be used by the fire department. Fire departments really don't bring any revenue, and so we have this statute that allows us to bring in revenue in that way. And that revenue is earmarked specifically for the fire department, can't be used for other departments in the city. Then the fire department can only use those things for specific things in which we're asking for in the tax. And the way that our wording is that we're going to use this money for training, for vehicles and equipment, and for operations.
And there are some specifics, Doug, it cannot be utilized for, as it is prohibited by statute.
Right. We can't take that money and then use it for payroll or for benefits or anything like that. It can only be used for those areas of training and then for vehicles and equipment and for operations.
Now, would this be training of current officers, Doug, and how many are actually full-time on the staff now?
Well, right now, with the fire department, there's 6 full-time employees. We have a fire chief, and then we have 3 lieutenants who each are the shift leaders for each of the 3 shifts that we have. The fire department works 24-hour shifts at a time, and we have 3 shifts. Then we have 2 firefighters that are full-time firefighters that work on 2 of those shifts. And then we staff the second shift with just a part-timer that works 8 hours with him. So he's actually by himself for 16 hours on that shift.
But what sort of training are you talking about? We might as well start getting into the nuts and bolts of this proposal. We're going to take it one step at a time, Doug. What would be the training?
In order for us to safely serve our hometown, it requires us to provide excellent training to our firefighters that we have here locally. We kind of have a strategy for how we want to develop our training program. We're going to begin by training our people locally, getting the basic firefighter, all of our firefighters, volunteer and paid alike, go through. We also have Fire 1 and 2 classes that we want to provide that training. as well as skills training. Right now, when we have our people go through Fire 1 and 2 class, they go off to do their skills training, usually in Jefferson City, and the state pays for somebody to come in and provide that training. And we're hoping with this tax we can begin to put together a facility that was really a vision that came many years ago for the fire department to create a regional training facility. But it'll be a place where we can do those skills training and not have to drive to Jeff City or someplace else in the state. But we can do that right here locally for our firefighters. Plus, we want to train our firefighters up to be trainers for other people, because as we develop this facility, we want to become a place where everybody comes to northern Missouri. They come to Trenton here for their fire training rather than going to other parts of the state. Really, in the whole northern part of the state, there's really a void for any kind of training like that. And so we want to develop an academy and a center here where our people begin to train other departments that come in here to get the basic training, Fire 1 and 2, and those types of trainings. We also want to specialize in grain bin and farm rescue. We just had a class 2 weeks ago in grain bin rescue. We had 49 people participate in that class, and it was a wonderful class. And that's probably an area that we'll specialize in, because it's certainly important to not just the northwest region of our state, but the whole state. And the goal down the road is that people be coming from all over the state and even other states to come to be trained in grain bin rescue, as well as Fire 1 and 2 and officer programs and all those types of classes.
And before we hear from Tony, Doug, the city of Trenton recently acquired some land to accommodate a proposed fire training facility.
That's correct, John. One of the reasons why we felt it was important to do this now was that the city traded some land, so that we now have 11 acres directly connected to the fire department that's open and available to build this fire academy. That's been part of our vision for a long time, and so we felt like now was the time to move with that training academy and begin the process of building that.
Tony Ralston, a former fire chief, serving on the committee for this particular proposal. This training academy or center was one of your visions while chief, even, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Tell us what your feeling is now.
Well, I think this is a good concept, and it is a lot closer than when I started the planning. I was given 11 acres out at the new industrial site where the shooting range is at now, and that was kind of out of the way, and it was hard at that time to get monies to start the facility itself. And so now that they've got this 11 acres right next to the fire station, it's an ideal time for them to commence work on that and get it done. And this is one of the plans I set up after we went through an ISO inspection and we got our ISO rating, which is an insurance services organization rating for the city, from a class 7 to a class 5. And that's what governs the insurance premiums from insurance companies. And I wanted to try to lower, in my tenure, I was trying to lower it down to a class 4, which would save money for the citizens on their insurance. And for a futuristic expectation of getting this thing done, there could be money saved by the citizens if this does come to fruition. My first step was getting a 100-foot platform, which helped lower it in 2002 from the 7 to the 5, and the next step was a training facility. And there are increments inside the ISO that governs what has to be purchased or the city has to accomplish to get this done. And a training facility is one of the high-end items that really will lower the ISO, because it gives the people a chance to train on site. They can do company training, night training. They can do outside training with mutual aid departments. They can bring people in to get new training and up-to-date training and so forth. So it is something that is definitely needed, not only for the city of Trenton's fire department, but everything else that Doug was talking about, the outside agencies that could come in. And there's a good chance down the line that they may get it, could get it set up with the community college and go from there. And
yes,
there's no end to it. If this comes into reality, there's nothing that couldn't be done with this site as far as, you know, associate's degrees. They could, you know, have summer fire schools, winter fire schools, or whatever's deemed necessary out of the universities.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tony. And Doug, what is the current ISO rating for Trenton, and wasn't that impacted by the acquisition a while back of the ladder truck?
Yeah. Currently, our ISO rating is a 5. Before we purchased the ladder truck, we were a 7. And so with that purchase and with the manpower that we have, there's a lot of other pieces that go to it, but it did reduce us from a 7 to a 5. And we're hoping that with the training center that can reduce us at least from a 5 to a 4, if not possibly to a 3. And again, as Tony was saying, that's going to impact insurance rates directly for homeowners.
And as an insurance agent, Kara McClellan, how does that impact? I mean, are we talking a lot of dollars or potential? And how low could the rating be dropped?
You know, that's a great question, John. There is a lot of factors that go into your insurance rate, but ISO is a very large factor when you're looking at it, depending on which insurance company you're with. Which is basically related in our world as to how far you are from a fire department and where you fall with your ISO rating. So if you live inside the city limits, you could see a pretty significant drop, especially if we go to a 3. You know, a 4, you'll see some impact, but if you go down to a 3, we could see a pretty large impact on your insurance premiums.
And, of course, that would vary depending on how much coverage a particular homeowner or business owner may have.
Correct, yes.
So how quickly does this takes time to evolve, though, and don't they do some analysis or evaluation of what the department offers, Kara?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure on the ISO how the insurance commission actually does that. That would be a question for Tony or Doug here.
Okay. Either one of you.
Okay. The ISO, like I was saying, there's actually 4 evaluations that they accomplish when they come into the city. They review the communication and dispatch, which is for the fire service and emergency services out of the police department. They review all the water supply, which is how much water is needed per building, large structures, for a certain amount of time. They review the fire department on the training, the man hours used, how much firefighting time there is. There's a computation on that. And then they do a community-wide grade that's combined all 3 of the above and do an average on that, which is a divergence. And it runs from a class 1 to a class 10. One is the best you can get. There's very few cities in the United States that are class 1s. And 10 is the worst you can get, which is like out in the rural areas and so forth. So that's where that comes into. This is some old figures, but I can give you a little quote. From a class 7 to a class 5 back in 1999 to 2001, it would save, and this is just an average of the 4 insurance companies here in town. Out of 3,200 houses that we had at this time, it would save the citizens $122,400. That's over a 10-year period, it would save them $1,224,000. On a 15-year period, it was $1,836,000.
So it can really add up.
It does add up, and it depends on, like I said, there's a lot of these factors that, because they want to make sure that the fire department is up to date, adequate, they got the manpower, and they can get the job done and save a good portion of that structure or the lives. That's what it boils down to. And like I said, these were back in, you know, 2000, these figures were. And it figured out per 3,200 residents, and that's what the houses we had at that time, mm-hmm. was $38.25 per person, you know, for that year. So it doesn't look like much, $38 a year. But over a period of 10 years, 15 years, you can see what that does. And ISO can come in at 10, minimum 10 years, and on the outside of 15 years, or unless requested by the fire chief and the mayor, then they can come in at any time. So, you know, that's what I say for a future prospect. The sales tax will definitely enhance, you know, the ability to possibly lower that class 2 or 4 or 3 even, depending on, you know, what can be done and how the city fares on the inspection itself.
Equipment also enters into an ISO rating, and also equipment for the fire department would be a part of the funding. Doug Franklin, tell us about what the plans are in this area for firefighting equipment, and what are we talking about?
Well, we're on the equipment, and we're talking about vehicles and the equipment that firefighters wear. But quickly on the ISO thing, as Tony mentioned, we can actually request that to happen. And in the first phase of our building, we're hoping to build a training tower. And probably after that training tower was in place is when that would probably have the biggest impact on our ISO rating. So we'd probably request one at that time. So to come in, as long as we had everything else still in place, it should reduce that. We're looking to also create some sort of a replacement schedule. That a ladder truck that Tony spoke about that we purchased several years back that had an impact on our ISO is now a 32-year-old truck. The standard in the industry is to replace your trucks every 10 to 15 years. Now, we're probably not going to do that in Trenton. Our newest truck that we have is 15 years old. We like to get good used trucks and use them to the best we can and keep them up and running, and then to hopefully trade them off at a time when there's still some resale value to them. Hopefully, we'll set up a schedule with this tax, where we're going to take a portion of that money and set it aside for equipment and maintenance and vehicles, and we'll set up a schedule to begin to replace those trucks. A fire truck can cost anywhere from $150,000 to really the sky's the limit, but probably with the area that we're looking at is $150,000 to $600,000 to replace that ladder truck, the platform truck that's 32 years old. That's probably at the upper end of that. For us to do that, more like $500,000 or $600,000. So we want to set aside money to be able to do that. Right now, if the city wants to replace a truck, we're part of the city's overall capital budget, and it's set up every 5 years, and every department in the city goes and requests what they think they're going to need outside of their general budget for the next 5 years. And if we get lucky, our department's chosen to put that money aside for vehicles, then we're involved in that. If not, we can get that cut because another department might need it more, it's felt.
And you've also been spending money just to keep it going, keeping the repairs and maintenance up to date.
Right. As I said, that platform truck's 32 years old, and in the last 6 years, we've spent over $50,000, close to $60,000 just to keep that on the road. The thing with us and a vehicle, we can't have them out of service. So we don't get a heads up before a fire happens, so we've got to always have all of our equipment up to par and ready to go. And so we can't put off maintenance. We always have to fix those things and keep them ready to go and on the road. The other equipment that's really important to the fire department that also wears out on us is the equipment that our firefighters wear. It costs about $10,000 to outfit a firefighter. That's with their bunker gear. That's the fire protective clothing that we wear when we go inside. And then their SCBA packs, which is the packs of air that we wear on our back so that we can go into those environments and not breathe the air that's there, but breathe the air that's on our backs in a bottle. All of that equipment, boots, gloves, and helmets, all that's about $10,000. That bunker gear lasts only about 5 to 7 years before we have to replace it. The air packs that we have can go through two of our national standards that kind of set the standards for our equipment and the way in which we do firefighting. They can go through two of those standards in 10 years and they become obsolete. The bottles that the air is actually in only last for 15 years. After 15 years, they have to be taken out of service. And so we're continually having to replace our equipment, continuing to have to replace our vehicles so that we can continue to be safe and reliable in the way in which we protect our hometown here and serve our hometown.
Well, we've certainly covered quite a bit of territory. There's also a small part to go to operations, Doug. Why don't you briefly review what that could be?
Well, initially what we're looking at with these funds is we're going to put 60% of it to go towards the training because there's a lot of buildings that are going to be built and hopefully to create that training center that has been a vision of Tony's and the fire department's for many, many years. The second part, 30% of it's going to go to vehicles and apparatus, and then 10% of it's going to go to operations. Our operational budget that we have right now with the city is really pretty small. If you look at the city's budget, you'll see that overall, we basically have three major departments: the city, the police department, the fire, or the streets, the police department, the fire department. Then we have some smaller kind of the administration of the city that takes up about 10%, almost 11% of the budget. The street department takes up 31% of the budget. The law and safety is another 31% of the budget, and the fire department just is 9.6% of the city's budget. And so we are a very small portion of that budget. We don't bring in revenue. That's why we're asking for this tax, because that's the way the Missouri statute and the Missouri law allows us to bring in some revenue. But so as we increase operational costs with better equipment, as we begin to do the training, there's going to be some operational expense that comes with that. We want to make sure that doesn't burden the city's budget that we already have, but that we can cover those additional costs that come with the expansion of our training and of our vehicles and equipment.
We heard you folks talk about the potential in the future within savings on insurance, but there's also future revenue possibilities, Doug, from having a training facility and inviting, once it's up and running, inviting firefighters from elsewhere in North Missouri to come to Trenton. I know you touched on it, but there is that potential for some future revenue in the future.
Yeah, John, as I said, we really have kind of a strategy of developing this training. The great big hairy dream at the end of this is that we would have an accredited school, an accredited program there that people could come, as we said, as Tony mentioned, to connect it in with the NCMC, where somebody could come and get a fire science degree. But also we could have training schools that are maybe a weekend school. People pay. Right now there's a winter fire school in Columbia that's connected to the college there. You pay about $200 a class to go there. People spend 3 days in the city of Columbia. They eat at Columbia restaurants. They stay in Columbia hotels. And so it brings in quite a bit of revenue into the city. I know they do one up in, or have done one in Maryville before, but there's really not a whole lot going on in our neck of the woods. And so we would hope that we could begin to create some, create a place here where people can come from all over the state and not just come to get fire training, but also come to Trenton and spend money in Trenton as well. And we think that it could really impact our economy in the long run.
So this will be a public vote on April the 5th. And our guests here on this open line interview, Tony Ralston, Doug Franklin, and Kara McClellan. There will be, of course, additional days ahead with perhaps more opportunity for comment or questions. Doug, there's even a town hall opportunity coming up.
Yes, this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the fire department, we're going to have our third and right now the final one of our town hall meetings. Everybody's invited to come to hear more about this tax, to hear about our plan and our hopes for the future and how we can use this tax and how it's going to impact the fire department and the city in the long run. So we hope that people will come out. They bring all their questions, and we'll try to answer any questions that people have about it. That's 7 o'clock on Wednesday night at the fire station. You can come in the downstairs door.
And you start off with their presentation, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I'll be opening up and for questions or comments from the public pertaining to this. I know one question that you touched on last week when you made the presentation to Rotary, that once this goes into effect, if it does pass, it's going to stay. It isn't term limited, so to speak, is it?
Right, John, as I mentioned, you know, our trucks, we need to continually replace those, and they have a really high price tag on them. That's not something that a general budget really can handle. Also, our equipment continually needs to be replaced. And so as we looked at this and we talked about the tax, we knew that if we put a sunset on it, we'd have to come back 10 years down the road or whenever we set that sunset and ask the citizens to vote again. And we felt like since not all of our stuff has kind of a shelf life on it, that it was probably important not to have a sunset on this.
So again, April the 5th, and as we prepare to conclude this interview, we have a couple minutes left for Tony and Kara to speak on behalf of the committee promoting the sales tax. And in your own opinion, Tony and Kara, give us reasons why the public should consider voting for it.
Well, like I alluded to, I think it's the best for the citizens for the simple fact that it gives them good fire protection, a lot better fire protection, a lot better training for their hometown department. And also, it can eventually enhance their pocket money by lowering the ISO to where it's going to be, a little bit cheaper insurance, and that's a extra benefit that they could receive from this.
And Kara McClellan, your thoughts?
You know, John, I would hope that if I had a fire at my business here in town, that I would have the best equipment and the best firefighters around coming to fight that fire. So that's why I'm in support of this. You know, I want to make sure that our citizens are taken care of and our equipment for our firefighters is taken care of, and ultimately our firefighters are taken care of too. You know, their safety is important just as much as the rest of our safety is. So I ask that the citizens of Trenton really consider voting yes on this come April the 5th. Just to make sure that we have the best firefighters and fire department around.
And I don't mean to minimize this comment, but Doug, I do recall that you had mentioned at our previous public session, I think maybe at a club meeting, someone has a fire, they're not going to want to have the worst truck or the worst prepared department to come to their scene, are they?
No, that's not going to be their request from 911.
So the effort is to try to have the best possible service that money can provide. So we want to thank you for visiting with us today on KTTN. Doug Franklin from the Trenton Fire Department, lieutenant there, who provided simply information about this, and will again be glad to talk with the public on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. out at the fire station. And we also heard from two members of the Vote Yes for the Fire Tax Committee, and that being Kara McClellan and Tony Ralston. Thank you, folks, for being here today.
Good luck, John.
With the ballot issue. Week from Tuesday within the city limits of Trenton.